Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 21. LaDainian Tomlinson. Go, Jeff. Who's the next 21?
21 guns. That's what I was going to say.
21 Pilots.
Oh, 21 Jump Street.
Kevin Garnett.
Ooh. 21 Questions.
Ooh, nice. Oh, sorry. Sean Taylor.
Now, see, this is embarrassing because you know infinitely more number 21s or any jersey in fact than I do, as evident from that other podcast episode where I was really bad. And what number off podcast was that?
30. Or I don't remember what episode it was, but that was.
It's when you turned 30.
Yeah, what episode was that?
It was your 30 for 30. I don't know. 13?
Can't remember either. You know, as I was listening back to that little segment, I was like, you know, it's actually not cool to know all these jersey numbers. Like, I'm kind of stupid for this, but whatever.
You had a special obsession with jerseys as a child, so
I don't know why.
More power to you, I guess.
Maybe it's because of my Asperger's or something.
Whoa, watch it. Explicit language.
Sorry.
Your butt burgers.
Welcome to another episode. Jeff is in a new location. So shout out to Jeff's new apartment. How is it?
I am. It has been a rough transition. We have had multiple things break down as per our last week. Lincoln is clapping, even though it's not showing up. Last week, we mentioned that if your AC goes out, that was my number three pick, I think, for things that happen. And
that's
sure
a
enough,
major inconvenience.
Major. And yesterday, while it was over 100 degrees, not including humidity, our AC broke, so we couldn't even sleep in this apartment. We had to go sleep somewhere else because it was so boiling hot. So not a fan. But when I called Lincoln, he actually told me that his apartment was the same temperature as mine with no AC, so he's a little bit crazy.
And then I turned
on. Don't know how you sleep. And then you turned it off.
Yeah.
Mr. Money Saver. Money bags.
True. But from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., the energy bill is like double.
Yeah. So you just keep it off until it gets around that point, and then it starts to cool off.
7 o'clock, I turn it on until like because we're still mid August right now.
It's still like the worst.
It still is just so hot. So, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it is now 8:20, and it's still 95 degrees outside. It's absurd. That's absurd.
Well, we just played at the park for an hour, and it's 76 outside, but we had a breeze, so it felt really nice, and the girls just played for an hour. It was really solid.
What is on your shirt, by the way? What are those designs?
Little Sasquatches.
Oh, you're repping.
Disc golf
repping.
Company called Squatch. It's what my disc golf bag is back there. So it's pretty fun stuff.
That's what Kendrick Lamar and Drake need to do. Squatch the beef between them. Bad joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was trying to make a Jack Lynx joke after that, but it
oh, Sas messing with Sasquatch.
Yeah, those
Great
were good
commercials.
Those were very good.
Those were very good.
Very good. We're already off the rails, but we have a hopefully shorter podcast tonight.
Hopefully, I'm trying to
every
trying
time
to time
I've
it.
Said that it's been long, but pause. I got a follow up segment for Jeff this week, similar to last week's segment. Jeff's got a segment for me, and then I got a draft, and we will just roll with the punches as we normally do. So, with that said, Jeff, I'm going to jump into my segment first.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Last week, we did M&M's, the top 10 M&M flavors, according to Ranker.com. Again, not my ranking.
Not Slim Shady, not the real Slim Shady, not M&M, but
nope,
the candy.
He can't stand up.
No.
Too old.
Too old, too white.
But he did just drop another album.
Yeah, I actually liked some of the songs on that album. Although he doesn't, he's not. Yes, that was a good song.
That was actually solid.
Yeah, solid song.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry. We did M&M's last week. Now we're doing Skittles this week.
Oh, yep. Okay, I forgot.
Or Skittles, and
or Skrillex Skittles.
Yes.
The DJ Skrillex.
Because he is so relevant.
The dubstep. Hey, whoa. We will not handle Skrillex slander here?
Dude, so there was a kid who, like, we were playing a Deadmau5 song, and there was a kid who, like, got into our car and was like, "Oh, I love Deadmau5." And we started
That's how
laughing
you know a
so hard.
noob.
And
You know it's a noob.
dude, we're like,
Yeah.
"Deadmau5." And
I
so
love
that's what we have
Deadmau5 number five.
always called it now. It's really funny. But
That's like that song, Mambo number Deadmau5.
okay,
Get
so
Skittles.
I gave Jeff his list before the pod, given it to him alphabetically. Pause. And then Jeff will have to try. I mean, the goal is to try to knock him off sequentially from 10 to 1,
This is
but
going to be way more
the
difficult than
ultimate
M&M's.
goal is to get to number one and to get all 10 points. And
Yeah,
last week
obviously.
you got 8 out of 10. You were great up until the last
Yeah,
one.
and I think it was a
'Cause
little
you,
easier.
I don't think you can get 9 out of 10. Can you?
What do you mean? Yeah, once you get to, it's either 8 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. You
Yeah.
can't get nine.
True. So, Jeff, your list is Brightside Skittles, Crazy Sour Skittles, Dark Side Skittles, Flavor Mashup, Orchards, Original, Sour, Sweet and Sour, Tropical, and Wild Berry. Now, full disclosure, I did not know some of these flavors.
I still don't know them. I don't know what orchards are. What is that?
It looks pretty good, actually.
I'm not even gonna look up any pictures. I just want to see what my intuition tells me.
Yes, of course. I mean, I think based on kind of what we're saying, we're
Yeah.
making it a little bit obvious. Orchards is a dark green bag. It's like the color of the St. Patrick's Day Lucky Charms box.
Okay.
And then, like, the bright side is a yellow bag, and the dark side is a dark blue bag, like a indigo, if you will. Flavor
Inigo
mashup.
Montoya.
Flavor mashup has a split between tropical and wild berry. Sweet and sour has sour and then like a pink side to it. So, frankly, I haven't seen a few of these, but let's see how you do.
I'm gonna roll with it because I just kind of have to take a guess at some of the ones I do know and hope that the ones that are obscure in my brain are not number one, because if they are, it will be shocking. But I'm gonna try to get it as close as I can to the actual number,
Yeah,
even though
sure.
that's not really the game. Like, I want to eliminate as many, but like, I want to get it as close just out of pride. And I know pride is, the fall of man,
Well,
like the pride cycle.
I mean,
You know,
man has
like,
already fallen.
well, double the pride, double the fall.
What?
Okay. That's from Star Wars. Twice the pride, double the fall. All right, number one,
I
that's
have the higher
gone.
ground, Anakin.
The high ground. Oh,
Whatever.
you're so close.
No,
So close.
the fact that I was close is like cool, but I wasn't exactly. So I'm like, all right, that's
Like
cooler than me.
you're not nerdy, but you know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
As long as you cared about Padme growing up, that's all that mattered. You were the
Dude,
guy.
could not stand Padme.
Hottest take of the year? Couldn't stand Padme?
She was
Clone
into
Wars
little
Padme?
baby Anakin. What a
He
freak.
was all she was also a minor. She wasn't 18 at that point.
Dude, I don't
She
care if
was a
she's
kid.
Charles Minor.
Oh,
She
Charles.
was
Charles
into a
Barkley.
child.
Charles Barkley. She was a child herself. Who cares?
Nope.
Child versus child.
Age gap was too wide.
Okay, number 10 that is eliminated. Because I don't know it, and I'm just gonna say it, even though it seems kind of crazy. I'm gonna go with Brightside.
That is in the 8 spot, so you're
All
safe.
right, not too bad. Not too bad. Just seemed too obscure. I don't really know what flavor that is. Like what grouping of it is,
Yeah.
but
I'll say I was
just.
surprised at what number 10 is.
You were surprised?
I was.
Okay. Let's go to the next one down. We're gonna go to Orchards.
Orchards in the 9. Very good.
Okay. So far, so good. Solid. Orchards. It seemed too weird to me
Yep.
at that point.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Going back down. And this is where it starts getting shaky. It could be like at the three spot when I think it's at the seven or the 10. Let's go with flavor mashup.
Flavor mashup in the six. You are safe.
Okay, cool. So flavor mashup. There's so many. Let's take away Wildberry.
Wow.
Their number is that number two?
Wildberry in the three. Be careful now.
I know. I don't know. This is hard. This is a
Oh.
hard one to guess. Okay. What else have I? Did I say Dark Side already or no?
Did not.
So I have six left.
Correct.
Well, then I'm going Dark Side, taking Dark Side out.
Yep, Mr. Dark Side in the seven.
The seventh spot. Wow, what's ten?
So far you've crossed out Wildberry in the three, Flavor Mashup in the six, Dark Side in the seven, Bright Side in the eight, and Orchards in the nine. So you
So
have the
halfway.
one, two, four, five, and 10 left.
The ten still there? I
10
have a
still
feeling I
there.
know what the ten is, but there's three different sours here. I've been hesitant on the sour flavors. That's why I've been shying away and going with what I know. I have for my top, I have the top three that I think the number one could be. It could be any one of the
Okay.
three. So if I'm taking away those three and I only have two left, I'm going to take away Crazy Sour.
Crazy sour in the 10. Very good.
It
Very good.
is. Okay. I
I was a
felt the most
little
confident.
surprised because, like, sour Skittles have their cult following, right? There's the sour
Yeah.
folk. And I would assume that they love sour, so they would love crazy sour, but it falls below three flavors I've never even heard of.
Yeah. This is really
Yeah.
tough. Because I know what I
Yeah.
like more, but I don't know what's more popular.
Yep.
And that's where I think this is completely this whole test is going to sway on. It's not going to be the popular vote, or it will be, and I'll just guess wrong on which one I
Well,
think
I
it's going to be.
mean, you have to put yourself in
But
the shoes of the average folk, and we are not the average folk.
we're not the Nick Folk or that not the average folk.
Well, we're
We're
not
just
the Dick Butkus either.
What a name. What
Yeah.
a name. Okay, what do I have left? What spots?
One, two, four, and five. So
Okay.
you almost
When I
have
think the
about five
five
left.
spot, I think the sweet and sour is the five spot.
Ding, ding, ding. Sweet and
I
sour in
am
the
right.
five.
Good. Good.
So now you got the
Sweet
one,
and
two, and
sour at the
four
five.
left.
These were my top three in my mind.
You've got original,
Original, sour, and
sour,
tropical.
and tropical left.
Oh boy, this is tough. This is where I make or break, because if I can get two out of three, then it's actually three out of three.
I mean, the fact that you
So
crossed out the wild berry so early was a hot take, but
it was, but that I did on my
it's
M&M
fine.
flavor, remember? Remember on the M&Ms,
You
I
did.
knocked out the number three spot early.
You did.
So one, two, and four.
Which
If I can get, if
that
I
was
either get one
crispy.
right, it was crazy. If I either get one right or three right, there's no in
Fair.
between here. Okay. Here we go. With my second, third to last pick that I think is not number one, I'm going with sour.
And that'll do it, folks. Jeff is a
No.
loser.
There's no way. There's
Sour
no way.
Skittles in the one spot.
That was, in my mind, it was a close tie between original and tropical, because there would be how many people like them. And tropical is goated in my brain. But I
Really?
know sour has a good following, but in my brain, there's just tropical is untouched.
So
Untouched.
tropical, I feel like, is slightly more obscure than the big three: sour,
Is
original, and wild berry.
original number four, or is it number two?
Original is two, sour one, original two, wild berry three, tropical four, and that's what I think that it should, or maybe not the one and two. I think the one and two is arguable, but I think those are clearly the top four, right?
I mean, it sounds right.
But yeah, so Jeff.
Dang, I am bad. Take a 33% chance there, and I blew it.
Pause.
Ooh. Just
yeah.
Wow,
Wow.
sour got me,
This
and
one
I
I
was
thought
right to be unsure about the sour. I was right to think that.
Yeah, this one I thought was a little bit easier than the M&M draft just because of the obscurity of some of these.
Maybe, but also the M&Ms.
Because I feel like it was pretty easy to
They're
get to the top three or four with this one, whereas the M&Ms, there's a couple of wild cards
I
that you didn't
was
know where they were
I was
at.
I it may be easier with the obscure ones, but I know M&Ms more than Skittles. I'm not a huge Skittles
Same.
guy.
Same.
I just don't love them as much, but I do love the tropical flavors. So I knew that sour has its moments. I won't eat original Skittles. If they're there, I won't eat them. But
Really?
they're the number two. Yeah, I just don't. I won't choose them.
Wow.
They don't
I
have enough
mean,
zip.
I'm kind of with you. I would rather go for like a fruit snack or like a high chew or
Yeah, if I'm going fruity something, yes.
yeah, I'll lean fruit by the foot or even Starburst over Skittles.
Yeah.
But shout out to Skitless for
Yeah,
the
they've got a
diversity in their
place.
team. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got some good flavors. No more
Yeah,
power to them.
interested to hear people's opinions on that. Bright Side, Dark Side, and Orchards. Never heard of those three. Would love to
No.
try them out. Feel free to reach out and send us a bag. And
Yeah,
we
if you
will.
think they're that good, please write in the comments like which one of those bags is worth getting and which
And
one
we'll
we're not,
review
because I don't know.
and give our honest opinions. So
We will. We'll do it on the podcast. We'll review
we
it
are
live.
nothing if not honest boys.
Well, I'm just a lost boy from Neverland.
I'm just a poor boy.
Well, I like eating the sandwich that's called a po' boy.
A pole boy?
No, you pronounce it po' boy, but it's spelled poor boy.
Oh, like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Like the... when he laughs. Oh,
yeah.
Don't put me in the oven. Yeah.
Well, actually, okay. like a MLB bat boy.
Well, they get paid a lot, so I wish I was a bat boy.
Dude, well, you wish you were a butt boy.
Well, you're a water boy.
Well, I do. What a water boy.
Okay, my turn for the segment.
Yep, let's go.
That's a good transition. I like the Skittles. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here. Let's get set up.
I don't know why your background went all cool, but...
it's like the snow. Let's open this up. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bracket for you. We're going to do, this is just Pixar. I had a Pixar Disney bracket. I think it's 32 movies. Because there was a 64 movie that's Disney and Pixar, but there was too many. And there were also a lot of movies left off that I felt unfair. This one's a random list of Pixar movies that are decent. Here's the rules. We're bracketing them down. I did not put these together of like matchups. But I trust whoever did has a decent. If you have not seen the movie that is against it, like, or if you haven't seen both, you pick the one you think is better. It'll be fun that way, because then we can talk about it after. But
yeah.
If you've seen one, you haven't seen the other, and you're just like, yeah, you know what? I think this one was better anyway. Or if you saw one and not the other, but you're like, this movie was trash, the other one must be better. You just go off of what you think.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you've seen it or not. Okay.
And this
so
is
we'll
all
go through this
Disney
list.
Movies, correct?
No, this is Pixar only.
Oh,
as much
let's
as
go.
I can.
Okay.
It does say Disney here. These
Well,
are
it says
mainly
Pixar.
Yeah, it says
It's
Pixar. These
Disney.
are mainly Pixar. Even if it's Disney-like-esque, it's like Pixar Studios, even though they're owned by Disney now.
Well, it's Disney Pixar.
It's Pixar. Well, this one's Pixar Disney.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening on the podcast platforms, feel free to join us in the YouTube and watch Jeff's screen.
Yeah. So we'll get started. First one. This one, toss up. Could be anyone. It's Soul versus Lightyear.
And we're starting with an interesting matchup because I have not seen either.
Yes.
I'm going with Lightyear. One, because of the picture there. Looks cool. But also, like, in Toy Story 2, Buzz is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Very fair. We'll roll with this first. Next matchup.
Oh, Toy Story 2.
Wait, if it'll load. Let's try this. There we go.
Oh,
Matchup is Toy
that's
Story
a
2
terrible matchup.
Wow, that's tough. That's tough.
It's actually not as tough for me,
I don't
but
know.
I wish Toy Story 2 were in a different matchup because Coco is moving on. I love that movie.
Coco is incredible. Toy Story 2, as far as sequels go,
Better
top-notch
than
sequel.
the first one. The first one sucks.
First one, it was like a trial and error. Second one, they knew what they were doing.
It picked up so much steam because it was just kind of a new spin on everything, but wow, Cars versus
Oh,
Cars 3. I mean,
I
you
did not
can't.
think this was going to match up.
I do like Cars 3, but it's not going to beat Cars. Easy.
Not going to be Cars. Easy move on for you. Okay, Cars is moving on. Next up, ooh,
Bugs Life
Bugs
and
Life,
Incredibles
Incredibles.
2. Dang.
Mm.
We're going to go with a Bugs Life, mostly because I had a Bugs Life birthday party when I was
You would.
6 or 7, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bugs Life, very solid.
And we
I
that's when
did
I, the
see
first time I
Incredibles
had
too.
the ants in the dirt or whatever it is, or
Yeah, the
worms in
little
the
the
it's like
whatever
the,
it's
you
called.
put the Oreo crumbs and pudding and Oreo crumbs and pudding, and then you have gummy worms in there. We had that as like a
Yeah.
treat at that at
That's
my birthday party.
delicious. It was
So
like you
good.
scooped it and it was really
So good,
yummy.
dude. So good.
So bad for you. It's like
Yeah.
mud something.
Oh, this is
Ratatouille
easy.
versus Luca.
This one's easy. I actually enjoy Luca, but Ratatouille is phenomenal.
Okay, great take. Great take. And
I don't
soundtrack,
know if.
top tier.
Oh yeah, dude, the music in Ratatouille. I mean, I whistle the Luca song all the time, but like, just the French in
The
Ratatouille.
French. The French. Je suis un ratatouille.
It's so
So
good.
great. Ratatouille, moving on. Some tough matchups. Mars 2 versus Turning
Turning
Red.
Red. This
I
one's
don't think you've seen Turning
actually,
Red.
I have. I enjoy Turning
Oh, you
Red.
did. Okay. Okay.
This is actually a much more difficult matchup. This might be one of the harder matchups in round one for me.
They're both in the same tier for me. So that's
Yes,
why.
I would agree. Turning Red, I have enjoyed. And Cars 2, I've also enjoyed because it's like the Mater spy movie, and I loved spy movies, especially as a kid. But like, this is like a kid's spy movie that I saw as an adult. Granted, I have two kiddos, so like, I'm justified in watching these movies with my kiddos. Okay, don't
Very
judge, don't
fair.
hate, don't
Very,
judge.
very fair.
I am going to push Turning Red through.
Turning Red, moving on. This is just the initial 32 movies, so there's 16 matchups to start.
Recently watched
Elemental
Elemental. Damn,
versus
my
Finding
girls
Dory.
enjoyed it, but I love Finding Dory, so Finding Dory,
Yeah?
easy win.
Easy win. Emily really liked Elemental, but she also loves the Finding Nemo universe, so this
Hot
would
take,
be
I
a
like
good
Finding
matchup
Dory
for
better
her.
than Finding Nemo.
Ooh, all right. Toy Story versus
Easy up.
The saddest opening to a Pixar movie, arguably. It's a very
Do we
tough
hear my
one.
whistling or no?
Oh no, we only have how many matchups there to do?
All right, we're in round two.
Oh no, so we're doing each section, each region first.
Oh,
So we're gonna do a regioned out.
Yep. Wow. I don't like doing region dot. I want to knock out and go
That's
to
how
each
it's gonna
region.
go. That's how it's gonna
Dang.
go.
Okay. This
I
is Light Year
can't really
versus
control that.
Coco. We're going with Coco. Easy.
Coco, moving on. Cars, ooh, tough,
Very,
tough.
very tough matchup, but I'm going to go with the wow and pass Cars
Some
3.
Owen Wilson Cars, and I love this life, but Cars can get it.
Rewatching Bug's Life, it's not quite as good, but it's still a good movie.
Still
Now
really good.
we got Ratatouille versus Turning Red. Easy money. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille makes it, moves
Love Patton
on.
Oswalt. Wow. This is gonna be a hot take. This is Finding Dory versus Up. I'm passing Finding Dory on. I
Oh,
will be in
no,
the minority
Carl.
on this, but for me, this is just this. I mean, neither of those are beating the next matchup. So, Let's be honest.
My name is Russell. I am a boys' wilderness scout. Finding Dory.
What does
moving
he
on.
say? Ka, ka, rar.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, this
Tough
is
matchup.
such a difficult
Poco
matchup.
versus Cars.
Poco versus
Iconic.
Cars. I'm going with Coco.
I mean,
And
that's a
I already
tough
know what the
take.
next one is. This is Finding Dory versus Ratatouille, and I'm going Ratatouille.
You just from the early on, but
This
now
is
this is where it's really tough.
such a difficult matchup.
Who
What
wins
do
out
I
of the
do?
region?
What do
Who
I
wins the
do?
region?
Dude, okay, so I enjoy Ratatouille for the rewatchability of it because it's funnier to me. Like, the jokes have landed better as an adult, too. I just, it's
Great
so,
jokes.
it's so well done. It's kid friendly. It's adult friendly. You can watch it with your kids and have a good old time. And Coco hits you in the feels a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm actually paying attention and watching the movie, I don't know if I'm not tearing up when he's singing to his,
Dude, it gets you. It's so
great grandma.
good. Just family, man. Just family. It's
just
so good.
Family. It hits you in the feels. But I'm actually going to push Ratatouille through.
Oh! Ratatouille makes it through to the semifinals.
Wow, what a
Moving
matchup.
on. Moving on from an initial
What
matchup
a
in the next
matchup.
section. WALL-E
This
versus
is really
Onward.
difficult. This is one of the
Any
hardest things
Pixar.
I've ever done.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll do a Disney one at some point where it's strictly the Disney side.
Dude, but Disney ones aren't even as good as Pixar movies.
There
all
are.
right.
Oh, that's. Wow.
No.
Debatable. Holy.
Pixar is
Yes.
better.
Strictly Disney with no Pixar at all.
All
No.
right. We're
Let's
going
see.
WALL-E versus Onward. I'm already hurting at this matchup.
Because I know what you want to say, but you don't want to knock it out so fast.
I love WALL-E, but I also love Onward for the brotherhood nature of it.
Real good message. It feels
So
good.
Onward came out, pause, I believe, while my younger brother was on his mission. Shout out Bent the Schment. And so,
Wow.
Like, I had all the nostalgia feelings of, like, I want to go on an adventure with my brother and whatever. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just.
Yeah, you're the
Like,
older
you know,
brother in that movie, and you just
yeah.
feel like, yeah, you're there to.
I'm Chris Pratt.
But also, WALL-E.
WALL-E is
Dude, just
so
the
good.
animation, the music, the story. It's like, it feels very adult. Like,
The
the
fact
earth is
that you
barren.
can have minimal talking for the majority of the movie and you are obsessed with the character is
Yeah.
such an impressive feat. It's why WALL-E is going on.
Such a tough matchup. I think you made the right choice.
I think I did too, but Onward is tough for me personally.
Oh my goodness. This
This
is
is
insane for me.
this is an
Insane
easy
for me.
this is an easy one. This is Inside Out versus Monsters, Inc. Inside Out, good movie. Joy is pretty annoying. And Monsters, Inc. is one of my favorite universes in
Okay.
the entire
All right.
Pixar world. So Monsters, Inc.'s going on.
I
Sorry,
mean, it's easy for you.
Joy.
I love Inside Out, and I
I've heard
love
Inside Out 2
Monsters,
is
Inc.
even better.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You asked for this.
I did. So
Monsters U versus
versus
Finding
Finding
Nemo.
Nemo.
Yikes.
Hot take. This isn't even close.
Oh, really?
I love Monsters University.
You're crazy. I
I'm
don't
crazy.
love Monsters University.
Pass
I
it
don't
on,
love
baby.
it.
Monsters U,
It
let's go.
It felt like a cash grab, and Finding Nemo was such an original idea that changed. I mean, they had to change selling fish to people so that they wouldn't buy all the clownfish just because of that movie.
Fair. Okay, WALL-E versus Monsters, Inc. Not really that close. We're
Not
going
close for
WALL-E.
you. I thought you loved the whole Monsters, Inc. universe.
I like Monsters U better than I like Monsters, Inc.
Oh, okay. Fair. All right.
Whoa, what the heck?
Oh, wait,
Toy
hold on.
Story 3?
Oh, there's some buys. Some of these have buy schedule over
Wow,
here.
Toy Story 3 does not deserve a buy. Get that crap out of here. Monsters University. You're
Monsters
going
U
on, baby.
moves on. All right, next
Oh,
bracket
God.
over.
No offense to you and your race, Jeffrey, but Merida never actually watched your movie. Sorry.
Really?
Nope. My girls have seen it, and they have one good song in there, but...
it's a solid movie. It's a good for girls. I think it's better because them and their moms, the connection
frankly,
is pretty
I'm
solid.
Kind of out on the whole Toy Story movies, except for Toy Story 2, but I've actually seen it, and it has Keegan-Michael Key
and your
Jordan
boy
Peele, so
no, and Keanu Reeves.
Why is Keanu Reeves my boy?
I mean, Keanu Reeves in the Matrix. Keanu Reeves, man, everybody.
Dude, I'm
hey,
not a Keanu,
it's Keanu Reeves. Hey, I'm walking.
The
in
only
Keanu
thing I like
Reeves.
About Keanu Reeves is the Logic song called Keanu Reeves.
Okay, well,
I'm
Toy
the
Story
one.
4 it is.
Yeah, I'm the one, like Keanu Reeves. Get it done.
All right, Incredibles, the first Incredibles. This is not debatable. This isn't even close.
No, it's not. But The Good Dinosaur, the animation on that, I thought was super cool. Everything that they did
it's
once
terrible.
They started out
it's
with
terrible.
It.
It's terrible. The rest of the movie is just awful.
Yeah,
don't like it
correct.
at all.
Pass. Incredibles.
Moving on. All right, back up here. Back up to this bracket here.
This is a painful matchup, brother.
Wally versus Monsters U.
I love Monsters U.
It was bound to happen because you said that you love Monsters U.
I know. So here's my dilemma. Monsters U is arguably one of the best prequels ever made. I love the way that they tied
in
in
some
certain
opinion.
things. They created the Randall vibe. They had Sully look like a jerk, but they also made Mike look like a jerk, and then they had Mike. I don't know. I feel like there's not many things that they missed on with this movie. But also, Wall-E is one of the few movies that you can watch without any dialogue, but just appreciate the masterful work of it.
Rewatchability of Wall-E is really good for me. Even with them on the ship and like how big they are, and like it was so interesting as a kid to like watch that and be like, what if? Like, that's crazy.
I'm going to get roasted for this, but I'm pushing Monsters U through.
Oh no. Oh, you can't get away from it.
Easy Incredibles.
All right.
Toy Story 4.
See, Toy Story 4 versus Incredibles.
Go sit in a hole.
Incredibles moves on. And the final matchup of this bracket over here. Incredibles versus Monsters U. And I
so
know
I've talked about
this
Monsters
one's
U,
easier.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I've not talked about The Incredibles much.
Unreal and movie. Unreal superhero
so
movie. And all the superhero
good.
Movies, it ranks up there. It doesn't even matter that it's animated. It is so good.
Dude, this is unreal.
Hey, I am your biggest fan.
Well, I'm your biggest flan.
Oh, that was good. Custardy. Pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding. Okay. What is it going to be?
Dude.
Come on, don't think. Just, what's your instinct? Oh, so I said urine. I'm sorry.
My instinct is Incredibles.
But?
And so we're going to do it. We're going to go with The Incredibles.
Wow! Never thought I'd see the day.
Monsters U is getting to an end for this one.
All right,
and
so
the final
we've
matchup.
We've made it to the final matchup here. From each bracket, each side.
Wow, I'm very happy with my final four though.
That was really good.
My final four being Coco, Ratatouille,
Incredibles, and Monsters U. You definitely picked some heavy hitters.
I'm
only one
go...
I would have switched out is Monsters U, but yeah.
I'm
very
gonna
good.
Go for the rewatchability factor in this championship matchup, and I'm going with Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, great pick. You know what? Round of applause to you. That is a fantastic pick.
Shout out to
I
Patton
can't fault
Oswalt.
You for that. Shout out to everybody in that movie and the animators for creating such a fun movie that I
Dude.
Will never get tired of.
They made you like love rats. How impressive is that?
Yeah,
You know what I
I
mean?
definitely,
Like,
I can't even believe that I was so enamored by him trying cheese with a grape or whatever, or a nut.
no,
Pause.
it was
Strawberry?
cheese and a strawberry, and
Strawberry. And
it's
him being like,
lightning-y.
are you getting the tang? I'm getting
I'm getting
something.
something, and no, it's gone.
No, it's gone. Yeah. It's so good. So
Yeah,
good.
and the way that he would wash his hands with just one little droplet of water and wash his
Yeah,
hands, I
just like
love that.
the dew drop, just like, and just the, and I love cooking. So I
Yep.
connect with that movie a lot, and I'll watch
And
everything,
I
especially that ending.
love eating pasta, so I connect with that movie a lot too.
And when he, that critic ego, eats that spoon and it like
Anton Ego.
zooms in to his childhood
To
and he's
his
like
childhood
smiling.
home where he learned to cook from.
And then it goes back out and you're just like,
Remy
a
learned
rat
to
did that?
cook from from Anton Ego's mom.
Crazy.
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 Crazy plot twist.
For those of you who didn't remember that or see that, what a twist.
For those about to rock,
We salute you.
we salute you.
As Jack Black says, salute you.
Well, that was fun. A
Wow,
little
what a
bit
pig.
painful, but very fun. Good idea, Jeff.
It has to be, has to be. Felt like it was up your alley.
Dude, my
Well, can we get through a
my
draft in
O'Malley the
25 minutes?
Alleycats. Yeah, we can.
Ooh, O'Malley, 25 minutes, 20 minutes.
All right,
Think so?
so this has been on my draft short list since I started the podcast forever ago. We are drafting the most patronizing nicknames.
Ooh.
Yep.
In what sense? So that someone calls you like in passing
Correct.
instead of your normal first name, like,
Correct. So
and it gets under your skin.
we're going like as of like today, or you can do it from like childhood pain or whatever. But for me, most of mine are going to be someone who is around my age, whether they're younger than me or older than me or like 5 years older than me. And they say, instead of like, I'm playing a disc golf tournament, I can think of an exact example. And the guy says, instead of saying, oh, nice shot, Link, he says, oh, nice shot, blank. And as soon as he said it, I like had to like grip my teeth and not
How
react.
specific or general is this? Is this like really specific name, like things,
Yes, th these
or
are
are these like
names.
general, or are these like general terms you call people that are like generalized ideas?
I don't know, because these are specific names. And you get the first pick, or you the choice of the first pick or not. But
I'm gonna let you pick it so I can get the idea.
okay.
Because
Well,
I don't think, I mean, this will give me a good idea, but
okay. I'm taking the 1-on-1, and it's Bud.
yeah. Okay, I know. Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah. You
Don't
don't
call
like him
me
called
Bud.
Bud?
Don't call me Bud.
Nice. Nice shot, Bud.
Dude, exactly.
It's like, unless you're
I
an
made like a
old.
60-foot putt, and it was a dope putt, and he's like, dude, nice putt, Bud. And I was like, shut the hell up.
It's like it makes you feel
Don't call
like
me that.
the only person who could call me Bud is like a great uncle or like someone's dad's like your friend's like grandpa. It's like, hey, Bud. I like
Yeah,
it's the only
exactly.
way I would accept it. If
Because
someone
that's not
close to my age
patronizing.
or even my parents, like, how's it going, Bud? I'm like, who said I'm your Bud? Like,
Don't call me
what?
Bud. Like, I will call Paisley and Junie, and I'll call like a little kid. I'll call him, hey, Bud. Like, but if you're around my age, don't call me Bud. That just
Okay.
boils my blood.
That boils your blood vessels.
It boils my blue
Well,
blood.
if that's along the lines you're going, then I know. I mean, I'm glad I waited because this one is right along those lines, and it just like no one close to my age should ever be saying this. Or in an argument, if someone says this,
Oh, in an argument.
immediately disregard everything you just said, and I will not listen to anything you say again until
Yes.
you like. And that is if someone says like, "Hey, listen, kid. Someone calls me
Oh,
kid,
don't call me kid.
or anything close to my age, it's over. I'm like, oh, we're not holding anything. We're just calling each other kid. Like you, no, No.
That
No
is
kid.
a great pick because it gets under my skin as well. But also shout out to Jeff Kidd.
Jeff, Jason Kidd and Jeff Kidd.
Jeff Kidd was my high school quarterback my freshman year.
Your quarterback?
Yeah, the varsity quarterback.
Who beat you out?
He was a no.
Awesome.
Well, he was like the varsity quarterback. I was riding the pine on freshman, but you know.
We all
Yeah,
know that feeling.
kid, great pick. That was one on my list for sure.
Tough. Okay, my next pick, which again, if I'm thinking of the names, if someone says this, I know they don't know me at all. At all. And they're just trying to say something. Either they don't remember my name or they just are trying to get on my nerves. And that's if someone's like, friend. They call me friend. Like, yo, like, what are you doing, friend? Like, what are you saying? Like, I'm not your, you, none of my friends would call me friend. Like you wouldn't say that as my nickname. Like, hey, easy friend.
Yeah.
Like, what are you
Yeah.
saying? No, I don't like it. Don't like
No,
it.
that's a good pick. And I mean, someone who is your friend, I'm gonna call you friend now, but
Yeah.
actually no, let's make a deal right now. We are not calling each other this list of names.
Oh, I never would.
Okay.
I don't call
No, I'm
people
just saying
these
like
the names that are on this
not
list.
even
Yeah.
to try to like piss each other off.
No, I mean, I wouldn't remember in the moment, I wouldn't even remember to do this because I'm not that big of a D-bag.
Well, I keep a list.
Handy dandy. Handy dandy
And I check
list.
it twice. Okay, for my
Okay,
next
Santa.
pick,
Okay, Santa.
because this pisses me off to no end.
Okay.
Don't call me sport.
A good pick. I had that for my next one. If I was like, dude, nobody can call you sport, and it's not the 1960s, or it's not a dad from a movie who's reconnecting with his stepson. Like, come on, sport. Like, what are you saying? Who's a sport? Like, why are you saying that?
Oh,
Doesn't make any
that's
sense.
so funny. A stepdad trying to reconnect with his stepson. That is so funny. Oh man.
That's
Okay.
yeah. Sport
So
is yuck.
there's a couple that I want to take. I'm a little bit fearful of you taking it, so I'm gonna take it here because I don't think it'll get back to me. I'm gonna go with big guy.
You know, I didn't even think of that. Hey, big
Okay.
guy.
You're like,
You're accept
hey,
to call you that.
like,
Who's
what's
the
up,
only
big guy?
people?
I'm like, shut
Who's
up.
the only one? Who's the
Don't
only
call me
one you
big
could
guy.
call that yet? Like an old
Santa.
lady?
Oh.
What about an old lady? Santa. Hey, big guy. Put you on that list, all big and strong. Oh, you're getting so big. That sounded awful. Please don't clip
That
that.
really sounded so bad.
I didn't
But
like
yeah.
that at all.
So yeah,
Big guy, like,
I've got
oh, hey,
bud,
big guy.
sport, and big guy. Don't call me those.
They're all so degrading because they're treating you like a child. Like, hey, big guy, what are you doing over there, big guy? Like,
I mean, we are
I'm
drafting
20.
patronizing nicknames, but yeah.
No, oh, not patriotic. Oh,
Correct.
That's my bad.
Otherwise, sport is a great pick.
Sports a fantastic pick, and also it's just oh, it's the worst. Man, I can't. I hate that.
All right. You
Okay,
got your
next
three and
pick,
four
which
picks.
it was kind of on the back burner here for me, and it's still awful. I don't get called this a lot, but it would totally bug me if someone called me pal.
Pal?
Like, listen, pal. Listen,
Yep.
pal.
That was my next
Like,
pick.
that's when you hear, like, hey, pal. Take it easier. Like, listen, pal. You don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, pal. Shut
Not
up.
Your pal. Not your buddy. I'm not your sport. I'm not your big guy.
Not your
None of
friend.
those. Not your friend. Not your
Yep.
bud.
Yep.
No.
Well,
All of that's a negative.
I've got three picks left on my list, so I really hope you don't take two or actually no, I've got two spots left and I've got three on my list, so I'm good.
Yeah, it's all really good, and this one's more of a, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough because there's only certain times I would accept it, like we've been talking about, only specific instances where it would be okay, and that's if someone called me chief.
Chief.
Someone's like, hey, chief. Like, hey, you know, sounds good, chief. It's like, chief, what is this? The Native Americans? I'm not chief of anything.
To be fair,
there's no chief.
If you called me chief, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a chief.
No, yeah, it's because you like the feeling of being in charge.
No, but, I'm talking about Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
Oh, okay, well, that's very different. I am wearing Kansas City red, but it doesn't mean I'm chief. No chief.
No, chief is a good pick. And I've got all three of my final picks left. So I'm going to take... I really think you're going to take one of these as your final pick. But
okay.
In my four spot, I already took Bud, but I'm going to go with Buddy as the next one.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that they're different enough. Yeah, yeah, for the context, yeah. That's solid.
And I took it in the one and the four spot, so I feel like it's justified, you know? But
yeah.
But yeah, call me Buddy. Like,
yeah.
What am I,
listen,
an
buddy.
Elf?
Listen, buddy. Buddy, old pal. You mix the two? Buddy, old pal?
Dude.
It's over. It's over. It's over. You're dead to me. Not talking to you again. They'd be like, buddy, old pal.
If you call me buddy, old pal, I'm kicking you square in the nuts.
Square in the teeth and then the nuts.
Well, and then I'm curb stomping you. Nope, that's too far.
Yo, that was
redact
a
that.
Much.
Redact it.
Yeah, nope. Deleted.
Okay, so I feel a little bit hypocritical using this one because I used this on the Doors all the time. When I was selling pest control, I used this.
You were like, what's got to work?
Constantly. But if somebody, and I was doing this to stroke the ego of who I was talking to. No pause necessary.
Really?
Full stroke right there. But if somebody calls me it. Actually, no, I'm pivoting. I can't do it. I'm going to let you take it. I'm going to go with champ.
Oh, it's great. Hey, champ. It's okay. I'm glad you took that because my final pick should have been taken earlier, but yeah, champ. Hey, champ. It's the same
champ,
as
champ
big
is like,
guy or sport.
I'm 8 years old. Don't call
yeah.
me that.
You're trying to make sure. Hey, what's up, champ?
Yeah.
What am I the champ of?
Unless like I'm like a disc golf world champion, don't call me champ. And even then, like, because the guy who was won the most world titles in disc golf, Ken Climo, his nickname is Champ. But that's because he's won 12 world titles. Like, that makes sense.
So he earned it.
But otherwise, don't call me Champ. That's
yeah.
So
Paul McBeth,
patronizing.
He's a champ.
Yeah. Paul McBeth is a champ, but you don't
he
call
is
him
a
champ.
Champ. You don't call him champ.
Ken Climo's the champ. He's got 12. Paul's got six.
Six, yeah. So no, yeah, no. Right. Wysocki. Wysocki's no champ.
He's won it twice. That's it.
He's won twice. So,
I
okay,
think you're gonna
recap.
Take this as the final pick.
Recap.
For you?
Yeah, it's just so we can hear all through, and then I can do my final five. My final
all right,
number
so
five.
So mine, I got Bud, Sport, Big Guy, Buddy, and Champ.
Okay.
That's a good list for me.
Oh,
I hate
that's
all those
so
things.
Annoying hearing that in a row. I hate hearing all those back to back.
And then Jeff, you've got kid, friend, pal, chief, and your final pick of
my final pick actually make you angry. Like hearing it, if I said this in an argument to you, you'd flip it. You'd flip your lid.
No.
I was like, listen, boy.
Oh.
If I called you boy, like, hey boy, get over here. Like anything like calling like what you doing over there, boy? Immediately there's no part of me that wants to listen to you. Like, oh, boy?
Nope. Hate you.
What? Boy? Hate you. Hate you to death.
Hate you so much. Hope you get a canker sore. Hope you wake up with a toothache and have to go get a root canal.
Hope your AC goes out and your water is cold.
And all
and
your
you miss
clothes
your
are
flight.
Soaked.
And you stub your toe. Just toe.
And you step on some Legos.
And you get a splinter.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Well,
We didn't talk about
splinter,
that.
I hardly know her.
Well, splinter cell.
Well, Splinter, the TMNT master.
Oh, well, master, I hardly know her.
Well, master of puppets.
Well, Christmas. No, I messed it up.
Wow, that was.
I was gonna say the right thing. I was gonna say it, but I couldn't remember the name, full name of the movie. Muppets Christmas
Muppets
Carol
Christmas
is
Carol.
What I was gonna say, but I didn't.
I was gonna say if I wanted to hear you talk, I'd stick my hand up your butt and move your mouth like a puppet. You hear me? You hear me?
Hey, listen, boy.
Listen, boy.
See? See? It's just like it's the worst. Someone says
right.
boy to me, it's over.
All right, Chief. Let's cool it.
Oh, I hate this. That, shoot, especially in context, like, hey, bud, let's cut it out. Let's
Don't
stop that,
call me bud. Don't call me bud.
It sounds horrible. Honorable mention, do you have any?
So the one that I almost said is my final pick was Boss.
And see, I hear it at work a lot. Like, hey, whatever you say,
bad.
boss. It's
it's
not
not
that bad.
That bad. I would use it on the doors all the time to just like,
hey, a boss.
Like I'd knock on the door, and if I couldn't tell whose house it was, say the person who answered it was like 24, 25, and I was like, there's a chance this actually is their house. Like they, mom and dad took care of them or something like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I'd be like, yo, are you the boss around here? And then
you boss?
They'd be like, oh no, it's my dad's house. I'm just visiting. I'd be like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Or, hey, are they around? I just have a quick question for them. Then like it's way easier. But like, or like the mom, if the mom's one who answers the door, and I don't know if she's going to be the decision maker or if it's the husband that's going to be the decision maker, like vice, like both ways. I'll ask him, hey, are you the boss
And
around here?
yeah.
And then I know if I'm actually talking
But
to the
you're not
person
really
who's
calling
in
them boss.
charge.
You're just asking for the boss.
Correct. And
That's
but
different.
I used it all the time, and so I felt like it'd be a little bit rude to actually use. I've used that so much that I feel like I couldn't actually take it, and so I was glad I pivoted to champ.
Yeah.
Because champ
It's a
feels
good one.
like 7 years old.
Hey, the other one is Scout. Like, oh, what's up, Scout?
That's
just
like
like
a
a
name
tone.
of a dog, I feel like.
Yeah. Hey, Scout. Or Hoss.
Hoss, wow.
Hey, come here, big Hoss. Like, what am I in Arkansas? Hey, he's a hoss around here.
Yeah, I'm not big enough that I could never
That's what
actually be called that, but.
The Hoss, yeah. Or Captain. Like, hey, what's up, Captain? That's
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't love being called it, but I
Wouldn't
wouldn't
love
hate
it.
it. It's just like eh.
I'm
That's
like,
why it's their honorable mentions. They're on that cusp of like eh.
Correct. It's like, could you really call me that with a straight face?
Yeah. I mean we're not mentioning stuff like dude or bro. If someone said bruh, like hey, what's up, bruh? That would bother me. Bro doesn't bother me. Bruh? Like, huh, what are you talking about, bruh? Huh? You just call me bruh?
Like, if you're
Like, you
Polly,
could.
call me bruh all day.
Yeah. Or like, bruv? Hey, yeah, bruv?
No.
No,
No.
that wasn't a good accent.
No.
Oh, yeah, bruv.
That was too cockney.
I'm like, oi. What's up, love?
Oi. Yeah. Well, anyways,
It's solid, though.
That's
That
a
really,
back-to-back week of, like,
why are
slightly
giraffes,
downer
like,
draft.
bad? Downer? Yeah, what is that about? Two
That's
in a row.
back-to-back weeks. And that's the reason I
I'm
did
like
it was
thinking about it.
because
I'll be.
this one was easier for you to think on your feet. You were limited in your time of preparation. But
Yeah.
the next draft I have for you, I'll give you a little bit of notice. Very excited about it.
Pretty cool. That'll get
I've
like
got
30 minutes of it.
No, you'll probably only need like 10.
Okay. Just right before we start recording.
10 to prep, yeah.
Cool.
But yeah,
That was
fun
solid.
draft.
And our time limit. Look at that. Look what we did.
Well, thank you
Fantastic.
for listening to the Left Hand Backhand podcast. I'm getting us out of here for Jeff's sake. Jeff,
Look at this
final
go.
word. Actually, share with your grandma. Do something nice for someone. Enjoy the last couple days before school starts for all them little kiddos, depending on where you
Yeah.
are. My
Starting up
daughter's school
soon.
starts next week. So, Jeff, final word.
Final word. There's a time when you should call someone chief or boss or bud. And most of these, there's never a time. So use your words wisely next time when you're calling someone a generalized nickname because they may hate you for it and you don't know.
That's just doctrine, brother. Thank you.
That's just
Well, good
doctrine,
job.
laying down the law.